This tzaddik takes tremendous pity on those who are very far from the kedusha, umishtadel bekol koychoy lekarvam Hashem Yisbarach, and he exerts every iota of effort that he can to bring them close to Hashem. Veloychem b'shvilom b'choleis melchemes amolek, and the tzaddik goes through this war, this melchemes amolek, all the time because of this, over this, over the fact that Amolek's trying to grab them away, and the tzaddik's trying to grab them into the kedusha. Because of the fact that Amalek sees that as soon as these people come close to the tzaddik, it's all over for him. He has no authority over them anymore because they're able to say goodbye to him. Because the tzaddik is able to take these people and give them encouragement and the strength that they need, no matter what kind of nefilos they're having, that they're still able to come back, still able to each time. And the tzaddik never rejects them, never pushes them away. He's always makar of them, no matter where they are, no matter what level they fall into, he's always makar of them. Therefore, Amalek has to get smart with trickery. And in every single generation, he stirs up a tremendous machloikis against the tzaddik emes. Vohoylech umefate umesis es oilam, and he goes ahead and he seduces and he convinces the world sheyachloiku al tzaddik emes, that they should be choylek against the tzaddik emes. Umata oisom bekama ramois, and he fools them with all kinds of trickery. Ubekama hoichochois, he gives them all kinds of proofs sheenoi tzaddik klal. You think he's a tzaddik? He ain't no tzaddik. Baloney, he's a tzaddik. Ad shekoifrim v'choylkem olam, until they deny his tzidkus and their choylik against him. Where's the perfect example of this in Chumash? Koirach Yosef HaTzadik, earlier. Of all the 12 brothers, who was the greatest by far? Yosef HaTzadik, unquestionably, was the biggest tzaddik. He was the one whom Yaakov Avinu had given all of his chachma to. The Zohar Kodesh says, Yaakov v'Yosef kechodosh, ele toildos Yaakov, Yosef. That Yosef was the one who absorbed 99.9% of all the knowledge and greatness of Yaakov Avinu. What did he use it for? What did he use all of that knowledge for? To learn Kabbalah with? Big deal. Not so impressed. To do other things? Big deal. Not so impressed. You know what he used it for? V'hu nar es b'nei vilho v'es b'nei zilpa. The b'nei ashvachos. The kids whom the other shvatim felt, they're too low for us. We're not going to mix with those b'nei ashvachos. The lowlifes, the guys that come from Bila and Zilpa, the Shvachos, they're not in our group. They don't belong in our yeshivas. They don't belong in our neighborhoods. We got to keep them out, keep them away. We're only reserved for the very religious people. And Yosef HaTzadik was the one who combed his hair. He made believe, not that he had long hair, chas v'shom. That's the word, a person could never say that. But even his little bit of hair that he had, he would comb it this, that, to make as if he was just like them. He's just like the guys who comb their hair and this and that. I'm one with you. Why did he do it? To be makar of them. That was the way he was able to take these b'nei ashvachos and be makar of them. And that's why there was nuclear war against him. That's why they decided it's a mitzvah to kill him. Let's bury the... Why? Who decided? Not the shvatim decided. The Satan decided. And the Satan used his armimus, his chachma, to put all kinds of pictures, to paint all kinds of pictures for the Shvatim, that they were able to prove that al pi halacha he's chayev misa. This one whom Hashem liked, this one who was a bigger Talmud Chacham than all of them put together, and more religious than all of them put together, proof is that he's the one whom Hashem sent to Mitzrayim. He was the only one whom Hashem could trust to send down to Mitzrayim first, to be misaking the whole shetach, to cut down all the trees there, to prepare it for building. For when Yaakov Avinu would come, they could build a yeshiva there and everything that would sustain the Yidden for 210 years in Golos, that they would survive it. Who was the one who was sent there as a paratrooper? Yosef HaTzadik. He was the only one who could be trusted that he would make it there. And against him, there was a psak halacha chayev miso. Who paskin? the biggest Talmidei Chachamim of that door. The rabbis of the generation got together, they took the Shechina and a pact with them, not to reveal it to Yaakov Avinu, and the halacha was Chayav Misa. How? We'll figure it out. Electric chair, whatever it means. Throw him in the pit, all kinds of tricks. Look what happened here. And with Moshe Rabbeinu again, 250 Roshei Sanhedrin. Sure, why? Because they saw the Sotan Soyuz being Makar of Yisroi. That this Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just playing with the Frumma Yidden, he was going to the Yisroi's and bringing them back. That Amalek goes crazy about. That the Sotan can't handle. Then it becomes all out war, kill. And the same thing with the Arizal. The fact that the Arizal, during his time, there was Machlekes against him, or the Baal Shem Tov brothers, what was the main issue of the Machlekes? What bothered the Sotan so much more about him than it bothered him about the Pnei Yeshua, some other rabbi, who was also a big rabbi, also learned a lot. The thing that irritates the Sotan is, you want to be a rabbi? Fine, that's bad enough. But it's not bad enough that you're a tzaddik. You want to take away my lunch? That's a different story. You start up with my lunch, then it's all out war. You want to take away these neshamos that I had them already? They're already in my bag. You want to pull out from my bag and put them into your bag? Then it's all out war. V'zeh b'chinas kinas homon al Mordechai. This is also the whole concept of the jealousy, the hate that Homon had against Mordechai. Ki iso b'hator. Now, right here, just how nothing is coincidence. This line now, we're shifting into Tisha B'Av. Tomorrow is Tisha B'Av. Rav Nosson Zal now goes on a tangent and quotes a whole piece of Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Churban Beis HaMikdash, about the Moirei Oir and the Moirei Yesh, and Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie this all into our topic. But just for now, we'll cover the fact that Tisha B'Av's tomorrow, Bahashkocha, we got this snuck in today. Ki Iso Bahatoira Bereshis Leinikol Yisrael, because it's brought in a different chapter in Likutei Moran, the Torah Samach Zayin and Likutei Moran Tanino, which is based on the connection between the last words in the Chumash, Leinei Kol Yisrael, and the first word, Bereshis, Sheyesh Tzadikei Hador, Shu Bechinas Roish Bayis. There are tzadikim who are called the Roish Bayis, as if they're the Balabayis of the world, in a sense. Shehu HaBalabayis Shel Ho'olam. Shehu Bechinas Yosef. These tzadikim are in the concept of Yosef HaTzadik, Shehoyo Yefei Toyar V'Yefei Mare. The Torah uses a term to describe Yosef HaTzadik that he was beautiful. Yefei Toyar V'Yefei Mare means extraordinary handsomeness and beauty. Ki hu hachein v'hayoyfi v'hahidur v'hape'er shel kol olam kuloi. This tzadik has in him all the beauty, all the chein and charm of the entire world, which means everybody is attracted to him. He has the epitome of attractiveness. Just like it says by Esther Hamalka, one opinion says she was very beautiful. The other opinion, the Gemara says, she was Yirak Rakoi. She was ugly, yellow. But Hashem gave her a chut shel chesed, a chein, that every single country, the people from each country would look at her and say, she's Mrs. Thailand. The people from America would say, she's Miss America. The people from Eretz Israel would say, she's Miss Israel. Each one, it looked to them like she's from their country, and she's their, the beauty she had in her, the beauty of that country. We know each country has a different type of yoifi to it, a different type of beauty. She had a chain that was kolol from all the countries. Rabbeinu Zal says in this chapter in Likutei Moran that that's the tzaddik. The tzaddik emes, is the yoifi and pe'er of the whole world. He's kolol, the beauty of the whole world, and that's why everybody can feel a kesher to him, an attraction. Asher kol mi shezoicha lehi kolol, bozeh hachein vapeiro emes el zeh tzaddik, hu mesoirer b'tshuva. Where this tzaddik, any person that's zoicha, to become part of him, to become attached to him the right way, that person is suddenly nis'oirer in tshuva, u'mistakel al atzma, and the person is able to look at themselves, eich hu oiches b'chol hamidois hanimshoch min adalad yesoidois. Rabbeinu Zal explains, as is brought in Sforim, that when Hashem created the world, kaviyochol, Hashem is yudkei vovke, and from Hashem came the whole bria, the whole creation. Which means that this Olam Hazeh is also founded on four basic elements. The four basic elements of creation are fire, water, air, and earth. Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofor. And this is brought in many Sforim. And each and every person to the extent that there is a balance inside of them, of these four, to the extent that these things are balanced perfectly, that person behaves correctly. And if there's any kind of imbalance in these things, if a person has too much fire, then you see the person has kas, temper, he gets angry fast, or again, he does things too harsh, too strong, that kind of thing. If a person has too much water, then it means that there's too much chesed in a sense, they're pushover, they get taken advantage of. Leftists, Rahman al-Islam. Or ofor means ofor can represent anova, humbleness, or it could represent atzvus, depression. Person feels down. Each one of these midos, there's a good side to it and a bad side to it. We mentioned this before. And each and every person has this in them, and each person is holding in a certain place. But most people don't really know where they're holding because they don't look in a mirror. Where do you find the mirror to look into that'll let you look inside your neshama, not at your nose to see if your nose is on crooked or not, but to be able to see where you're holding in these dalet yesoidos?
Is that one of the ideas behind hespotetos?
Excuse me?
Is that one of the ideas behind hespotetos?
Correct. One of the concepts of hespotetos is to be taking a cheshbon of yourself. But where's the mirror? Where do you get a mirror from? Rabbi Nizal says the mirror is the tzaddik, because the tzaddik is the one who has smooth... What is a mirror? It's something that's perfectly smooth, no rough edges. The rough edges in a person are all the pegamim, all the things that are imperfect. The tzaddik is the one who has smoothed himself out. He sanded himself down. He got rid of all his midos rois and kavanos rois and made himself perfectly smooth and perfectly white silver, where every single person that's zocheh to come close to him, by looking at the tzaddik, he gives you the ability to look inside yourself and to see yourself honestly. Not like you looked at yourself till now where you thought you were okay or sort of okay. When a person is zocheh to become the kurav be'emes to a tzaddik, then the person is zocheh to really take an honest look inside himself, not to fool himself and play around. And what's the big deal? Everybody's religious. I wear a yarmulke, he's got a yarmulke, we all got tzitzis, we're all pretty much the same. Baloney. One person is a horse in human clothes. Underneath there's a behemoth. He's got the look, he's got the clothing of an animal, but there's a behemoth underneath. He's got the midos rois and the taivos rois of a behemoth. And another person under the clothing is a real ben odom, that kind of thing. So Rabbi Nizal says over there that any person who's zeicha to be nichlal in this chen and yoifi amiti, that person is zeicha to be misur b'tshuva by looking at himself and getting to see exactly where he's holding. Why? Why? What's the kesher? Ki zeh hatzadik emes hu bechinas yesoid haposhut. Because this tzadik emes represents the ultimate yesoid. The simple. There's dalet yesoidos, like there's four letters of Hashem's name, but Hashem echod u'shmo echod. Kaviyochel Hashem's name has four letters, and yet it's all one. The tzadik represents the yesoid haposhut from which all those dalet yesoidos come from. Bechinas tzaddik yesoid olam. There's a pasuk in Navi where it says v'tzaddik yesoid olam, that the tzaddik is the yesoid of the whole world. Shehu bechaye kol hadalad yesoidos. He's the one who gives chiyus to all of these four yesoidos. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, v'nohor yoytze me'eden lahashkoy sezagan. There is a certain river that flows from Gan Eden and waters the garden. Umishom yiporeid v'hoyo la'arba roshim. And from that nohor, it splits out into four tributaries. That nohor, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is the tzaddik. The word nohor, b'milui, nun vav nun, hey, resh yuchin, is b'gimatria bris. It represents the tzaddik yisoid olam, who's the epitome of tikkun bris. There's other proofs how nohor, this word nohor, represents the tzaddik. So he's this nohor, he's this yisoid haposhut, from which the dalet yisoida is come from. Ayin Shom Kol Zehetev. Look in that chapter on Likutei Moran, you'll see all of this explained very, very well. How by becoming attached to the tzaddik, a person is given the ability to see the dalet yesoidos in themselves really well. Ukishezeh hatzaddik oemes nisfar sein boilam. And when this tzaddik becomes known in the world, when he becomes famous, haynu sheyesh loy shem toiv, where he's given a good name, people find out about him in a good light. And people praise him and talk good about him. Then all the people that choose to become attached to him, all of them are zecha to a true hisirus of tshuva. Ki shmo yisborach mishutav b'shmeinu ayin shom. Because Rabbi Nachman shows over there that the Shem HaTzadik is one with the Shem Hashem. Just like it says in the Chumash, that when Hashem declared the Shvotim, he called them Shevet Hora Uveini HaShimoini Havet. Why? Shiftei Ko Edus LiYisrael. Hashem put his name, signed his name on each one of the Shvotim. The Shvotim represent Tzadikim, Ruvein, Shimoin, and Hashem put his name. Hora Uveini is the hay in front and the yud in back. That's the name of Hashem being attached to the name of the Tzadikim. The word Yisrael, we have Hashem's name Kael in our name. So when the Shem HaTzadik is Nisparsein, it means the Shem Hashem is Nisparsein. They go together. V'zeh b'chinas Shabbos Shemeir lebeis hamikdosh Shehu b'chinas einayim. Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likutim Ram that this is the concept of the Kiddush of Shabbos, which shines into the Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos is the source of light for the Beis HaMikdash. That's why the building of the Beis HaMikdash is not Doiche Shabbos. Because Shabbos draws its, the Beis HaMikdash draws its light from the Beis, from Shabbos. And Shabbos represents the Tzaddik. The students of Reb Shimon Yochai Zal said to him, Antu Shabbos the Kula Yoimi, you are the Shabbos. Just like Shabbos is Mashpia to the 6 days of the week, Shabbos is Kihi Mekoyer HaBrocha, so too, the tzaddik is the mekoyer habrocha mehoichel yotzamachel. From him comes forth all shefa. Kizeh hatzaddik and Shabbos shines into the Beis Hamikdash. Shu b'chinas einayim. The Beis Hamikdash is called Ge'oin Uzchem Machmad Einechem. It's called the beauty of the eyes of the Jews. The Gemara says any person who didn't see the Beis Hamikdash of Hordus never saw beauty in his life. So we see that the Beis Hamikdash represents the eyes. And the tzaddik is the one who shines into the, who gives you the vision. The eye is the Beis HaMikdash. The vision, the koyach ha-ra'ois, is the tzaddik. The einei ho'edo, the tzaddikim are called the eyes of the people. Kizeh ha-tzaddik hu b'china Shabbos. This tzaddik emes, he symbolizes the Shabbos. The hu meyer la-ha-Beis HaMikdash. He's the one who feeds light into the Beis HaMikdash. Shezehu b'chinas Roish Bayis. This is why he's called the Roish Bayis, the master of the house. Which house? Shehoroish, Shehem ha-moichin, Shehem b'chinas Dalet moichin, ha-klulem b'dalet oisvis Hashem Baruch Hu, shumishutav b'shem ha-tzadik, shemeelu ha-dalet moichin, nimshochem kol ha-b'chinas anal kemavur shom. The Roish shines into the Bayis. The word Roish means brains also. The brain, there are four sections of the brain. It says that Hashem gave Bezalel, Chochmah, Tevuna, Lasis, Bechol Malacha. It lists four items over there, which are called the Dalid Moichin, that were given to Bezalel to build the Mishkan. That's what he needed to build the Mishkan. That's this Roish that feeds into the Bayis. And the four, and that's the Shabbos. Shabbos is Shin Bas. The Shin has Gimel Roshin, three heads to it. And Bas refers to the Basayin, the pupil of the eye. These are the four sections of the eye which correspond to the Dalet Moichin, the three colored rings, Tlas Gabnin Dein, it's called, and Basayin, which is tied into the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Shehu Mishutov B'Shem HaTzadik. This is all attached to the Tzadik. Shemeelu HaDalet Moichin Nimshochim Kol HaBechino Yisanal. Kemavor Shom. These Dalet Moichin are what feed all of these items that Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in the Torah and the Kutim Ran. V'zeh horoish meir lebeis hamikdosh ulechol dirois Yisrael umatzilon misreifois. This roish bayis is the one that feeds the light into the Beis Hamikdosh, into that bayis, and into all the batim of Bnei Yisrael. It's called roish bayis stam. Bayis stam means the Beis Hamikdosh, number one, and it also means all the batei Yisrael. Rabbi Nezal over there brings the pasuk v'shamru Bnei Yisrael es hashabos, la'asois es hashabos ledoi roisom. The Zohar HaKadosh says the word doiroisom is written without a vav, ledirosom, to make the Shabbos for their dirois. The Shabbos is the thing that gives chiyus to a person's house. Shabbos is meyer into the bayis. Shabbos is the roish, which is meyer into the bayis. Now, and that when that light is in the house, then there's no fire in the house. Then the house is saved from sreifos, from being destroyed. Ki yesh moire oyer, v'yesh moire yesh. Rabbi Nezal explains in that chapter in the Kutimran that there's light and there's fire. Ukshemoyri or Mizgabrin, when the light is turned on and it's powerful, Nichnoe Moireish, then the fire is subdued. On Shabbos, how do we start Shabbos? Lahatlik Ner Shel Shabbos. There's a Hizgabrus of Oyer. Oyer, we talk about the Oyer of Shabbos. Therefore, on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah, Loi Sevaru Eish Bechol Moish Voisechem. No fires, no sreifos on Shabbos. When Shabbos leaves, when the oil leaves, what do? Baruch Ato Hashem Alekenem Alecholam, Boirei Mo'irei Ho'esh. That's when the sreifos, that's when the fire begins. These are on two opposite ends of the pendulum. When there's oil, there's no esh. When there's esh, there's no oil. The Beis Hamikdash was a center of oil, center of light, Machma Deinechem. When the light, when the moichin went out of it, when the tzaddikim, the pasuk says, "Vayihu mal'ivim b'malachi elikim." When the Jews started making fun of the tzaddikim, they started taking the tzaddikim not so serious. Then the Beis Hamikdash got burned down. Then the light left. Then the fire took over. Uma'orei oyer heim b'china Hashem Hashem. This light is symbolic of the name of Hashem, Shehu b'chinas Shem u'pe'er hatzadik lemes, which is synonymous with the name of the tzaddikim, Shehu b'chinas dalet moichin, because we find many tzaddikim, their names are tied into the names of Hashem. Yaakov is 7 times Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. Yosef is 6 times Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. Yitzchok is 8 times Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. And Odom is Shemo. Odom is Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Aleph. The names of tzaddikim are generally tied into the name of Hashem. Shehu b'chinas Dalet Moichin, b'chinas Klolius Agavnin, b'chinas Einayim, b'chinas Dalet Yisoidus Kedusha. All tied into the 4 Yisoidus, these 4 letters of Hashem's name, tied into the 4 Yisoidus, tied into these Dalet Moichin which feed them. Ukeneg them and opposite them, Hein b'chinas Moireyesh, you have the 4 colors of the fire. Fire has yellow, red, black, there are Dalet Gavnin Deish, it's cool. Sheheim lehepech michol ze. They're the opposite of all of this. V'alkein kishem meir ze horoish bayis. When the light of the tzaddik is shining properly, azai kulonu bnei bayis. Then all of us have a place in the house. When there's lights on in the house, people can live in the house. V'azai yesh balabayis al hoilom hamistakil betikin hoilom lehachzir kol hoilom b'tshuva. Then the world has a balabayis who's being mashkiach over the whole world to try to fix everything in it that needs fixing. When you have a balabayis, one of the major responsibilities of the balabayis is to be looking around to see where tikkunim are needed. Otherwise, if he doesn't do that, a couple of years later, the house falls apart, and you wonder why? Because he wasn't mashkiach on the tikkunim. Shaydeze nizke sheyivne beis hamikdash ayin shom. Rabbi Nizal says over there that it's bedafkin the schus of tshuva that we're going to have the binyan beis hamikdash. And who's the one who's machzir people b'tshuva? The tzaddikim. That's their main job. That's their most important job. Avol kishenistalek v'nis aleim zehoroish bayis. But when the tzaddik is nistalek, when he passes away, or he's nisalem, he becomes hidden. How? They throw garbage on him. The thing that Haman's daughter did to dump the garbage can on Mordechai, instead it got dumped on Haman. But that's what happens to tzaddikim. They dump a lot of mud on them. They try to paint them as rishuim, to put all kinds of things on them that they never did. Rabbi Nizal said that all the people that are chaylik on him, they're all right. They're not. They painted a picture of this terrible guy who did all kinds of terrible sins and everything. And that guy, for sure, you got to put his picture on a dartboard and throw darts at it. Rabbi Nizal said, there's just one problem. It's not me. It's not my picture. Because they all think I'm the Russia. They don't know. They've painted a picture of a super Russia who you should kill him. And it's just not me. So here, when this oyer is nistalik in Isalim, v'nisparsanim bo'ilam, mifursamim shem bo'em shem Hashem klal, when the light of the tzaddik is extinguished or hidden, and what happens is other people become publicized, all kinds of yo-yos, all kinds of mifursamim shel sheker, people who aren't real tzaddikim, and the world starts looking to them as if they're the true tzaddikim and everything, sheim b'chinas roish kol chutzos, they really represent roshim of klipa, roshim of tuma, b'chinas shemois hachitzonim, they represent not the shem of kedusha, but the other kinds of names, Hepech Shem Hashem, Shem Bechinas Moirei Eish, they represent Moirei Eish, not Moirei Oyer. Shemizeh Boim Chas V'Shalom Sreifo Yisboilam. This is what causes a rash of fires in the world. When Rabbeinu Zal said this Torah, it was at the time that Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev passed away. And Rabbeinu Zal referred to him as the Pe'er Hador. He was a tzaddik that represented this beauty, unbelievable beauty of a generation who had the ability to be Malamed Zchus on the worst Russia and everything, was Makar of a lot of people. And when Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev Zal passed away, there was a tremendous rash of fires right afterwards. Whole Jewish cities burned down in fire. And Rabbeinu Zal was giving a hesber here that the tzaddik represents the Moirei Oyer. When the Moirei Oyer leaves, the Moirei Eish takes over. That's why you have these fires, Rachmana L'tzlan. And it's brought that when Rabbeinu Zal passed away also, there was a tremendous rash of fires. If you look in Jewish history books, you'll read about tens or hundreds of cities at the time that burned down in those years, 1860. You know, that period of time, Bedavka. Ayin Shom. V'hatikin lozeh. What's the tikkun for this? Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, what's the tikkun for this? Once the Moirei Oyer have been destroyed and the Moirei Eish have taken over, how do you fix it? Lokum b'chatzois. The tikkun for it is to be zoicha to get up at chatzois. Shaydeze zoichin losum lavele tzion pe'er tachasefer. That's how a Jew, when a person puts the ashes on his head for the mourning the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Hashem says, you know what I'm going to do? Because you show mourning for the right thing, we're going to replace your afer, your ashes. Ashes come from fire, right? When fire burns something, it turns to ash. Hashem says, I'm going to exchange the afer for pe'er. Pe'er means beauty. Pe'er is light. Pe'er hu bechinas ma'oire oyer klolias agavnin. The term pe'er refers to the epitome of beauty of light. The chol abechinoi sanal haynu shezoichin lepeer lahagbir moirei oyer ala moirei eish shem bechinas efer. The Jew is zoichet to be magbir, to strengthen the moirei oyer over the moirei eish, because Rabbeinu Zal explained over there that nighttime represents moirei eish. Because when do you need fire at night? When do you light a torch at night? That's when you light a candle, right? Because you can't see. So nighttime represents moirei eish. When a Jew turns night into day, when a Jew in middle of the night, when it's the epitome of choshech, the epitome of Moirei Eish, that Jew gets up in middle of the night and learns Torah, or he says the tefillos of Tikkun Chatzos, ki ner mitzvah v'Torah oyer. He's taking the choshech and he's converting it to oyer. He's taking the Moirei Eish and replacing it with oyer. That's why this avoid of Tikkun Chatzos represents so great a tikkun. V'zeh pe'er tachasefer, ayin shom kol zeh, this is the point that I start off with, ayin shom kol zeh heitev heitev. Rav Moshe Zal says, check out this chapter in Likutei Moran very, very well, ki heim dvorim amukim, because it's very deep, v'govoyim, and very high, v'romim, and exalted, ma'oid, ma'oid, very, very, very deep, ashrei oznaim shekach shoymois. Fortunate are the ears that are zoicha to hear this Torah. This is what he says about this chapter on the Likutei Moran. And this is so timely, because if a Jew had to pick one night in the year, if a Jew doesn't get up for Chatzos, never. But he wants to know which night in the year is the best night. If I had to pick one night in the whole year to get up for Chatzos, there's no question in the world that it's tomorrow night, Tisha B'Av. Because that's the night of the year that's designated for mourning the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And this is why our Rebbe Zichron Avrocha, Rebbe Rosenfeld Zichron Avrocha, who lived in America where everything's upside down and the schedule is upside down, they don't start the day like Yidden at 2 o'clock in the morning or at 1 o'clock in the morning like Jews, Vayera Vayvoyker, but they start at upside 8 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock in the morning. They start it late like the Lahavdil, the non-Jews. By them it's Vayvoyker Vayerev. Even he taught all of his Talmidim. He was Zohar at the Eretz Yisrael almost every summer, and he would get all of his Talmidim on Tisha B'Av night to go to sleep right after Maariv, come home from Shul from Maariv, no playing around, straight into bed for 3-4 hours, and to get up for Chatzos, which is the ultimate time. And again, which site on earth is the ultimate site at which to say Tikkun Chatzos? Again, no question, at the Kosel Maarovi. That's the Vipa. You want to have the Churban Beis Hamikdash right in front of your face, that's the Kosel Maarovi. He would take a taxi, you know, and go at that time to the Kosel and be makbid to say Tikkun Chatzos at the Kosel Tisha B'Av night. whoever can, Rav Michal does the same thing, and we should be zochet tomorrow night. The time is approximately, Chatzos now is about 2:07, 2:06 a.m., which means to get to the Kosel by about 2 o'clock, so that you're ready at the starting gate to be able to say this Tikkun Rachel there, which takes about, carefully, saying every word 15 minutes, and you cash in on the highest, the Chatzos of the year, which everybody, who could say no? Who could? 1:30-ish probably.
It's a show. Are we going over there?
Halavai, we should be Zercha. Halavai, we should be Zercha. I hope there'll be cars. I hope there'll be cars upstairs at approximately 1:30. It pays to check with me tomorrow, Mitzvah. After I'll speak to Reb Michal to see what time he intends to be there, to try to be there at that time. Yes, women have gone also in the past. They don't have to. It's not the same. It's nowhere near the same obligation. But in our group, you know, it's Israel, the custom is that women don't get involved in these kind of things generally. Mm-hmm. Our group is still the American contingent, whatever it is. So some of the women still try to cash. Yeah.